Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
We're brought to you by Progressive, Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. So bundle and save at progressive.com. We are the Odd Couple, and keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio for the next 3 hours.
Not two.
Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. You won't be disappointed. Trust a brother. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
I am doing absolutely great. What's up, Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. Looking forward to a great show. Excited about it. So, yes, lots to talk about and lots to get
especially
into. Our man
on
Ephraim Salam will
Tuesday.
Join us at the bottom of the hour. The former NFL player who always is on Tuesdays. Yes, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday. So you guys will have 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the entire world of sports. So get your takes ready. That is the second hour of the show, 5:35, 5:40 Eastern or Pacific, 8:35, 8:40 Eastern. All right, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. The super producer, Rob G, is in the house. On the ones and twos, our main man, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. And on the updates, Kevin Wyatt will be doing his thing. And, of course, social media is our man, Elijah Sabunia. Rob, last night, as we spoke, the NFL game was taking place, the Monday night game. And a lot of people thought, you know, the Buffalo Bills, who were viewed by many as contenders, Super Bowl contenders, going into the season. A lot of people thought that they would roll over the they're not really hapless anymore. They used to be hapless just about a month ago, the Denver Broncos. But now they've been playing some pretty good football. They've actually won 3 straight games, beat Kansas City, and last night beat Buffalo. And it was a good game. It was competitive, and it was had some drama at the end. But Denver won 24-22. And, Rob, now the Buffalo Bills once, like I said, viewed as contenders, are 5-5. And looks like, I actually don't think they'll even make the playoffs now. And looks like this is a nightmare of a season for them. And it's just horrible. Now, where are you at on the Bills, and what's your biggest takeaway from last night?
I don't think it's changed at all. I said this last week.
You picked them to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I picked them.
So that hasn't changed?
No, but I'm saying what I said last week. Let's just go back to where I updated it last week. We had a show. I said, A, they're dead, and B, they're not making the playoffs. So I'm right where they are.
Oh, you said that last week?
Yeah, last week. We got good. Check the TikTok. That's what
TikTok.
Elijah put out. Yeah, the TikTok. Oh, okay. Our TikTok from our show. It's a clip that Elijah put up, but nothing's changed from a week ago. I know people thought it was a prisoner of the moment because they had lost last week, and, you're just overreacting. I saw some of the comments, you're just overreacting, whatever. No, I've said this all year. It's the reason I didn't pick them to win the division. It's the reason I was lukewarm on them making the playoffs even at the start. I remember I had to ask Rob G if I even picked them because I was so down on them. No, I know he told me after the fact. But I'm just saying, I said this a week ago that they were dead. It looks like it's a team that's dead, that's not going anywhere. I said their window's closed. I believe all those things. And I get it. You want to find a fall guy and fire somebody because of what happened yesterday. There's 12 men on the field. Would have missed field goal, you would have won the game, right? So that didn't happen. But there were all kinds of other mistakes that went on and turnovers and the same old that we've seen. They should have lost to the Giants a couple of weeks ago, Chris, in Buffalo. You remember with the pass interference in the end zone, they could have lost that game. They were saved. They almost got saved last night from a missed field goal, right? Originally, if they didn't have the 12 men on the field, they would have got saved again. So you start looking at these games and looking at what's going on, and it's the same thing. They easily could be in a worse situation. I think there's even one other game that escapes me at this moment, Chris, where they played poorly and they were able to win at the end, where they could have lost that. So they've had a bad season. And Josh Allen, for all the touchdown he throws, the turnovers are just outrageous and ridiculous. I don't know. What do we like about this team anymore, Chris? That's why I was questioning them about the way that the taste they left in our mouth after the playoff loss. And then you remember the Diggs stuff with the coach. Remember we talked about that? What's going on here? There's some disharmony.
The team is falling apart. That's all there is to it. And Josh Allen, he reminds me, Rob, he's like a Russell Westbrook. He's phenomenal. He's a spectacle. He will have you saying, wow, one moment, and you can't believe what he just did. And then the next moment, you're throwing up your hands in disgust. You can't believe what he just did. And that's what he is. He's a very good, great player. He leads, even as with all the hand-wringing, he leads the league in touchdowns. He's got 26. League in turnovers. He's got 11 interceptions, 14 turnovers total.
Wow.
So he giveth and he taketh away. And that is a big problem for these Bills. I think their window to win a Super Bowl with him will be open throughout his prime. But it seems like with this group of, obviously some of the teammates will remain the same, but kind of this core group of teammates or this coaching staff, that seems to be closed. Because as I said, Rob, I don't think they're making the playoffs. And because when you look at their schedule, at 5-5, they are not out of it. Heck, I think Denver is actually alive at 4-5 now. But when you look at their schedule, next week they got the Jets. Okay, you would think they can win that one, but the Jets beat them earlier in the year. But, Rob, here it is. Then you've got Philadelphia, Kansas City, Dallas, and the Chargers. Now, and then after that, New England and Miami. I could easily, I'm not guaranteeing it, but I could see, you can easily look at that and say four losses. Even if you think they play well and they only lose three, That would put them at 9-8, Rob. Probably not getting into the tournament at 9-8. So I agree with the firing of Ken Dorsey. We'll have Mike Sandon, who I would imagine doesn't agree with it. He writes for The Athletic and wrote a column about Dorsey getting a bad rap. But I just think something needs to change. The offense has been stagnant for more than a month. They haven't played well since they beat up on Miami 48-20 when it looked like everything was coming up roses. And Rob, I've been saying this from the get-go. If they don't change and things don't improve under Joe Brady, the new offensive coordinator, and remember he was at LSU with Joe Burrow and Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. Everybody thought he was the new hotness. Then he goes to Carolina and fails. But if things don't change under him the rest of this season, the next guy to go, in my view, should be Sean McDermott. And I've been saying since they gave him the extension, it was the wrong move. This should be a prove-it year. He's proven he's a good coach. He can get him to the playoffs perennially. But, Rob, some coaches, whether overall or with a certain group, cannot get you over the hump. And I don't believe he can get them over the hump. Their culture's bad. They're mentally weak. And I think that's one of their biggest problems. They seem to be a mentally weak team.
Well, with all that said, he should be fired. And why isn't he the one being fired when he's overseeing this? There's a lot of issues on this team. It's not just offensively. It's not just defensively. There's so many mistakes and things that are going on, and you could see it slipping away. I mean, you could go ahead and sacrifice the coordinator. Once a head coach has to fire coordinators, he's on the hot seat anyway, because that's not what a coach wants to do.
Well, he
once
may
you
know
do that,
he
has no choice. That they went in and said, whose head are you giving me today? Seriously. Somebody, after we lost that, and the guy missed the field goal, we had 12 men on defense. Like you don't think that's huge, and somebody's going to have to pay the price for that?
Absolutely. What'd you think of that 12 men on? Like, to me, Rob, it was inexcusable, and it should not have come down to them scrambling on the last play of the game, because it was clear. I mean, Denver had knelt down three straight plays. They weren't trying to move the ball. You should have had your field goal block team in, like, at the very least, Rob, for the last kneel down. If not the last
two. They should have already been in
right.
there.
Right. It shouldn't have been scrambled. I get it. The players can be blamed, too, because they did practice it according to McDermott. So they shouldn't have had 12 out there. But still, it never should have come down
yeah, but
to
isn't there a coach
scrambling
who counts?
On that last play.
I thought there was a coach, Chris, that makes sure, like that the detail coach or whatever, that counts to make sure that shouldn't happen. The Notre Dame game when they lost to Ohio State, and a big, you know, they scored a touchdown at the end at the goal line, Chris, in the college game. They only had 10 on the field. They had too few in that game. Like, that can't happen.
Yeah, it was it's bad, and I agree. You know, like I said, McDermott, Rob, he's the longest tenured coach in the league to never have been to a Super Bowl or even won a Super Bowl. He's sixth in the league and, you know, longest time with the current team, 6 years, or this is seventh year. He's the only one in that group, the top seven, who hasn't won a Super Bowl. He's the only one in the top eight who hasn't been to a Super Bowl. So it's time to show and prove. Doesn't mean he's a bad coach. Just means that this isn't working. The culture is bad. It's not championship level. We know we got a great quarterback for all his warts. And we've got to do whatever we can to try to win a Super Bowl this time. We didn't do it with our last great quarterback, Jim Kelly. We've got to do it this time. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. What are your thoughts on the Buffalo Bills? Are they done? Both Rob and I agree. They're not making the playoffs this year. Still got a chance, but we don't see it happening. Where are you? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. It is the Odd Couple, and did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you are never, ever held responsible for unauthorized purchases. That's fantastic. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Are the Bills done at 5-5? Your thoughts?
All right, Jerome in Charleston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Jerome?
I don't know how they're going to make the playoffs. Did you see their schedule down the stretch?
Yeah.
The way Allen is playing, the way he's playing, hey, first the offensive coordinator goes, then the next guy that goes the coach, and the last guy might be the quarterback.
Hold on. All right, stay there. Tell me why. I mean, why would you get rid of Josh Allen? He's still a good quarterback. Sure. He's got his problems. He's got to improve.
If he plays like this, you ain't winning anything.
Still, he still leads the league in touchdowns. Decades trying to get a franchise quarterback. They got one. I ain't getting rid of him.
I understand that. I'm not saying they will, but hey, if they don't, there's going to be a bidding war for another coach. And that coach belongs in Michigan. I don't know how this whole
Harbaugh. You want Harbaugh there?
Hey, he needs some discipline, man. He needs a disciplinarian. That's what he needs. He needs somebody to pull him to the side and say, hey, you can't keep doing this. You can't keep playing.
No, you can't win. You won't win anything. Win. Right. You can't do – I agree with that, that at some point – someone has to get to this guy and say, this is not going to get it done. It's not. You'll be just like, and I'm not saying that Jim Kelly turned the ball over, Chris, but you'll wind up being a great quarterback in Buffalo, who, you know what I mean, a talented quarterback in Buffalo who didn't win anything. You can't keep giving the ball to the other team.
You won't win. A certain amount of turnovers, but not
this
the
is
way
over the top
right now. Yeah, there's no question.
877-99 on Fox. If anybody else wants to jump in.
I've called him, Rob, the Brett Favre of this generation, and I still feel that way, but I will
say this. I don't even know if he's that. Brett Favre won 3 straight MVPs.
No, right. And those years when Favre won the 3 straight MVPs, he wasn't turning the ball over like he became known for.
No, right. That's what I'm saying, right.
Years, it was 38 touchdowns, led the league, 13 interceptions. 39 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. 35 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. So those years were his best years. He won the MVP. They won a Super Bowl. And then, you know, obviously still was a high turnover. You know, he really became high interception guy later after that. I mean, his second year as a starter, he led the league in interceptions. But those 3 years, he was able to get it under control, Rob. And that's when
that's what I'm saying, right? Right. That's when he was MVP. Like Josh Allen, you could throw the most touch. It's throw the most touchdowns, but you can't have that many. Not only picks, Chris, but just turnovers. He loses the ball, so it just looks bad. If you're a Buffalo fan, you got to be sick right now, really, because it wasn't that long ago that they were in Kansas City and he scored that late touchdown, Chris. And then the defense gave it up in 50 seconds. I mean, like that. That didn't happen 10 years ago.
Was that the 13 seconds? Yeah, 13.
Was less
seconds.
Than less than a minute. But you know what I mean? Yeah. Think about where that is, and you can't get that back. And now you look like that. From there to now, where you might not make the playoffs. Then it's going to be a coaching change, philosophy change, going to clean house with people. The GM could probably lose his job. And then you start this whole different thing going. And then that might take a few years, Chris. And then all the other, you know, young quarterbacks in the league and all the other, it's not an easy path. Like
I think, though, you have, and again, with all his warts, you do have the key building block that you need when you have to rebuild. And that is a quarterback. He's a franchise quarterback. I don't want to act like he can't play and, oh, maybe
they need
to get rid of
him. It's not that he can't play. He has to play better. That's all I'm saying.
No, he does. But
you
got to
play better than what he's playing.
He does. But at the same time, let's remember, last night they were missing 5 defensive starters. And what that has done, Rob, is it's removed their amount of – margin for error. And so now the errors he makes are magnified because you can't stop anybody like you used to. They don't have the running game that you'd want them to have. And that's what, look, whether it's a new head coach or this new offensive coordinator, their first order of business is going to be to get Josh, you know, back to playing his best football. That's number one, because, you know, without him, you're not going anywhere. But, you know, he's got to look in the mirror, and he's got a lot of soul searching to do for sure. But they're going to have to figure it out, no doubt. All right, 877-99 on Fox. You'll be able to call in again next hour with your trash talk. We got Ephraim Salam around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest, former NFL offensive lineman, now a Fox Sports Radio weekend superstar, our man Ephraim Salam. Ephraim, what's up, man?
What's happening, brothers? How y'all doing?
We are
good,
great,
are
man. Great to have you on. And let's start with the Buffalo Bills. First of all, how surprised are you at their collapse, and how would you fix it?
I'm really surprised. I think a lot of us are surprised, given how we thought they would be one of the top teams in the AFC coming into the season. Of course, you have Josh Allen when he's not in, turning the ball over. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And then that's a rare time nowadays.
Ephraim, don't we have to start looking like this is who he is? He turns the ball over like crazy.
This is what happens when you feel that you can make every throw and you don't necessarily take the time to really understand what defenses are trying to do to you. When you feel like you can put everything on your arm, then you tend to make mistakes, and those mistakes can be costly. But I will say this, you know, him without Brian Daboll, he doesn't look like the same Josh Allen with him. And that's something that a lot of people aren't talking about. Something's there that Brian was able to hone in to for those 2 years and got the most out of Josh Allen that's now obviously been missing.
Daboll could be available. Maybe they bring him back as an OC. Yeah.
Wait a minute. He was coaching a year last year. What happened, Lucy?
Yeah, I know.
I can tell you what happened. Daniel Jones and dumping all that money into him. That's what happened. That was a disaster. Yeah.
Woo. An absolute disaster. What do you make of Denver and where they are? I mean, they missed the game-winning field goal, but of course – Buffalo had 12 men on. That easily could have lost that game. But have they turned the corner here? I know they've won 3 in a row. They beat Kansas City. Kansas City had an absolutely dreadful performance offensively. Is this about Denver, or is this other teams not playing well?
No, it's about Denver. And I think a lot of people get so caught up into the quarterback and the offense and what they're doing. Teams that are struggling to find themselves, the one thing we don't really spend a lot of time on is defense. And since they gave up 70 points, if you look at the Denver Broncos defense and what they've been able to do, not only in putting pressure on quarterbacks, but also getting turnovers, that's the thing that's really turned the tide for Denver. I mean, their offense, you know, watching that game last night with that offense, it was less than desirable, right? It was a lot of plays and a lot of points left out there on the field. But defensively, for them to be able to create that amount of turnovers and then keep the Broncos in the game, that's where all the attention needs to be, because that defensively they're doing something with guys that nobody's ever heard of. It's not like they have a bunch of pipe hitters out there. They just got guys who are really playing and buying into the scheme and playing hard for each other.
Dallas, of course, coming off another blowout of a tomato can, the Giants. But Dak Prescott's playing great football. We got to give him credit. And I wonder, even first, do you think he should be in the MVP conversation? We're not saying first or second, but should he be in the conversation? And if, like, why isn't he? Because he's like 11th in the odds.
Yeah, well, I think if you just look at his numbers and look at what he's been able to do and the amount of points that they've been able to put up, of course. I mean, he's elevated CeeDee Lamb in terms of his ranking in receiving. He's the leader of that team. Yeah, they're blowing
out. Ephraim, do you look who we put up the points against? Come on, man. That's why he's not in there.
Well, listen, let me finish. They're beating and blowing out the teams they're supposed to, and I would say – until they can really make that type of statement against some of the top of echelon, they're always going to count Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott below the talking points and all that. But if he starts beating some of those top tier teams and putting up the type of numbers against the real defense that he's been putting up against everybody else, then you would have to be remiss to keep him out of the MVP conversation.
But at this point, you don't think he should be in the conversation?
Well, no,
because he hasn't done it again.
I think there's a couple other quarterbacks who are leading that charge. But look, once again, it's the Dallas Cowboys, and everybody's waiting for the other shoe to fall off. So
right.
How about – Zach Wilson and the Jets. I mean, another game, no touchdowns. I mean, Ephraim, you play in this league. My God, if you're on this team, you got to be like, is this serious? Like, there's nobody else in America who could play quarterback? I can't get over it.
There is. I just don't know what the mentality is up top with the GM and even the head coach. I'm like,
and even Aaron Rodgers today, right? Didn't he say that like he doesn't have a return date? So even he kind of put some water on.
He's not coming back, man.
I know. I'm with you.
Why did he tell
Achilles out 2 months ago? What are you talking about? Is Achilles?
I know.
Is he just having fun with people? Is he like he is?
He's trying to be engaged. Look, obviously he wants to be there. He wants to continue to play past this season. So he's being the Aaron Rodgers that we've never seen him be. He's engaged. He's speaking. He's all in for the team. He's saying the right things. He's being less selfish than he has been before. So, you know, of course he's dying, and he knows if he were able to play with this defense that they
right.
would really be one of the top tens in the AFC this year. But other than that, they really have to move off of of Zach Wilson.
Zach,
I think it's a mandate from on high.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
The press conferences, you know, just kind of has no explanation.
Ride it out. Look, he was a first-round draft pick. They're going to ride it out. It's going to be what it's going to be. The team is still relatively young. So they'll get another shot at it next year. Maybe they can really
what with a 40-year-old quarterback who's a 40-year-old quarterback with a leaky offensive line.
But at this point, if they can fix the offensive line in the offseason and through free agency, then in the draft and free agency, then they really got a shot, because that defense, good
defense
Lord,
is legit. If they just had a Joshua Dobbs or somebody, they'd be great. I want to ask you about Dobbs, or at least related, and I do have an NBA question for you before you go. But
okay,
Dobbs, we know he's literally a rocket scientist. He's very intelligent. We can go back, right, historically into Tom Brady, a Joe Montana. Patrick Mahomes is obviously a cerebral quarterback, a Joe Burrow. Like, it is intelligence or football intelligence, I'll put it that way. And those intangibles, decision-making, all of that is so important at quarterback. And that's – we're talking about Josh Allen. He seems to lack that decision-making. But I just want you to kind of explain for the laypersons, you know, how important that is to the quarterback position. Even if a guy doesn't have the strongest arm or the most athleticism, how much he can make up for that with his mind.
Well, you got to be able to make the right decisions. And the faster you can understand the playbook, understand what defenses are going to do to you, that's where studying comes in. That's where, you know, the Arizona Cardinals had a problem with Kyler Murray, wasn't studying enough. You can't just go out there on talent alone. It doesn't work like that at this level. And a lot of great college quarterbacks find that out in the NFL. You get a half a second for a receiver to be open, and sometimes you got to throw that ball before he comes out of his break, and that's something that Dobbs does well that other quarterbacks struggle on, holding on to the ball too long, trying to fit the ball into places in between the safety and the cornerback, things like that. But when you have a cerebral approach to it, you see the game just not through the lens of that's a defensive player, that's an offensive player. You can see the entire field on both. And then almost you can see what's about to happen. It's almost like a prognostication of what they can do defensively, and then you can come up with a way to attack that all within 3 seconds.
Wow. All right, here's the NBA. Because word on the streets is that you once had a game on the hoop court. Word on the streets. I heard that from Ephraim Salam, from you. But now, tonight we got a huge game. Two young, you know, two guys people think going to be superstars. Chet Holmgren, 7'3", Victor Wembanyama, 7'4". What are your early impressions? Everybody's talking about Wimby, who obviously has looked great. But Holmgren is playing great, too. He's like the fourth option on OKC, and he's giving them like 16 points and 7-8 rebounds, 2 blocks a game. Like, what do you think of both of these guys? And what do you think of them now and what the future holds for?
Well, right now, first of all, I think both of them at their height and at their weight, I think they're amazing talents. Watching Wimby play, it's like, I mean, that's stuff you shouldn't be able to do. You know, you take one dribble from a three-point line, dunk the basketball. I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is new. His ability to bring the ball up the court after grabbing a rebound through traffic and either taking it all the way to the rim or kicking it out, it reminds me of Charles Barkley. Remember Charles Barkley got in shape and he would grab the rebound and go down and just dunk on everybody?
Yep.
But having that in a 19-year-old kid who hasn't even fully finished growing yet, and as for Chet Holmgren, I think the best thing that happened to him was sitting out last year, getting hurt, because he got a chance to train, be around the NBA, work on his game at an NBA level. So now the product we're seeing on the court, even though he's not a first, second, or third option, is he's well-versed. He's ready to go get it off the rim. He's ready to block, be a defensive stopper. All of those things that you learn being a part of a program and not playing because of injury, you can see it really helping his game this year. So these two are going to be going back and forth at each other for the next 10 years, I hope, barring injury. I hope they both stay healthy because I'd love to see it.
Absolutely. That's our man, Ephraim Salaam. Great stuff as always, brother.
Absolutely, brother. Y'all stay safe.
All right, later. Wimby versus Chet, and something's on the line. This is a tournament game, folks. We'll get into that next. It's The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. You can test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun, exciting way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. You can visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, last night, 2-1. Of course, the Buffalo Bills did me in. I thought that they would cover that at home. They'd bounce back or whatever, and I just don't believe that I can put any money on the Bills the rest of the year. But anyway, 2-1 last night. Let's do some NBA. I got the Nets -2.5 hosting the Magic.
Ben Simmons injured, Rob.
That's my best bet.
Believe it or not.
Well, you're being sarcastic.
He's a little nerve, something with his back.
Okay. Pistons +4.5 hosting the Hawks in Detroit. And Miami minus 6.5 against the Hornets. Chris, what's wrong with the Hornets? What am I missing? They're so bad. No, they're terrible.
Yeah.
Yep. So, again, Heat minus 6.5 on the road in Charlotte. Pistons plus 4.5 road underdogs against the Hawks. I'm going to take the Pistons plus the points. And the Nets minus 2.5 in Brooklyn, hosting Orlando. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob. We said it. We talked about it a little bit with Ephraim Salaam. Victor Wembanyama, Chet Holmgren going at it. And both of these guys, Rob, I mean, they're off to great starts. Victor Wembanyama, Rob, get this. Only playing 30 minutes a night. Each of them are only playing 30 minutes a night. That's something that when you watch them, I actually get a little bit frustrated because I wish they were playing heavier minutes. But right now, they're both playing 30 minutes a night. Wembanyama leads the Spurs in points, 19.7 a game, rebounds, 8.8 a game, steals, 1.1 a game, and blocks, 2.5, 2.4 per game. And Chet Holmgren, Rob, same thing, 30 minutes, 16 points, 7.6 rebounds, and 2.3 blocks. So he's leading the Thunder in rebounding and block shots. So what are your thoughts on these two guys? I mean, it's early into the season and early in their career, but what anything stood out to you so far or really, kind of piqued your interest about the guys?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously you just want to watch them and see the development and, you know, they're so raw as far as like being young in the league and they're doing well. And just you start to try to project, Chris, like what will they be like? You know what I mean? When they figure it out, when they put on a little weight, when they get to, you know, just to get calls or, you know, like this as the NBA, as you evolve in the league, you're not ever going to be exactly as soon as you start out, but you will develop into something. You know what I mean? And what will they be like 3 years from now? Will they be totally unstoppable because of their height and because what they're able to do? That's all I'm. So this year, I'm watching and I'm impressed some nights, and I'm like, wow, okay, they lived up, especially Wimby, living up to the billing. You know, a lot of times we get sold stuff. Somebody's the next great mousetrap or something going on, and they don't always pan out. But he looks like he's that guy. And Chet as well, who was injured, Chris, is playing well too. So far it's been good.
They both look special, no doubt about it. And Rob, I think the only guy that's angry about them is probably Ralph Sampson. You remember him. He wanted to play outside. He was 7'4".
And he was ridiculed for playing outside.
Shoot jumpers. Oh, my gosh. He's
soft. He got killed.
Right. Now, he got injured, so it might not have mattered, but he was a guy. I mean, in this day and age, Rob, he would come up playing like them, you know, and so that was way back in the early mid 80s.
How Ralph about Darko? Sampson. Darko was a big guy, not
Darko,
as tall as them.
Yep.
He played the perimeter. Larry Brown hated it.
Wouldn't put him on the floor. It. Yeah.
Yep.
No, so it's the game.
His career
changes.
Would probably be different now, Chris. You know what I mean? If he was drafted now.
No, I was saying that the other night. I mean, he might have been special in today's NBA, you know, instead of viewed widely as a bust. So, all right, we got 2 hours left, and you get to shine next hour. Keep it locked. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!